Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Life is past. They need to end well. came upon a small ship down in Joppa, heading out Tarshish way. Said, I can't afford to stay around, cause the Lord, he knows I've disobeyed. So he paid his fare and he bought him a ticket, said, preaching is a habit, this the best way to kick it, cause me and the boys on the boat are gonna fight away.
Thank you. In Jesus' conclusion of the Great Commission, he tells his disciples, "And behold, I am with you always to the end of age," as Matthew 28, verse 20. So our power for evangelism is that God is with us. He doesn't send us out alone. His love, power, and presence are fully available to us when we seek to share the gospel with others. So when you tell others about Jesus, don't speak of him as if he's not with you. Don't pray as if he doesn't move and work miracles. Instead, share the reality of God's nearness with a world that needs to be touched by a revelation of his love. So may you be empowered to share the gospel with someone today that might come to know the power and presence of God. I highly suggest you read Matthew chapter 28. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. All right. Well, this brings us to the most important question of all, and that is, do you know your Lord God, Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of going on, or traveling this long road and not knowing where to go or which way is up? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life and you need purpose. Or maybe you're suffering from depression or some sort of anxiety. Whatever it may be, the Lord can take it away. Okay, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. Okay? If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So my question is, tonight, are you willing to accept Lord Jesus into your life? And so simply say the simple prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you all my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight." And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen.
Amen.
Well, so, okay, if you're out there and you said this prayer, we would like you to call area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. And push the one key so you can tell the world, okay, that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Well, we're gonna take some callers. Okay, we've got 111 has been holding on for 28 minutes. Hello.
Hello, Pastor. This is Frank, Frank Jenner.
Hey, Frank, what's up?
I wanted to apologize for you last night. Didn't mean to upset Jason, or what's his name?
It's Jason.
I didn't mean to accept him back up. You know, I want to apologize to you, too. I wasn't doing no type of videos. When I say quiet on the set, it's because I wanted to hear you talk.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, but how you doing today?
I'm blessed and highly favored. What about yourself?
I'm good. I never accepted Jesus in my life, but I'm coming there.
You never accepted Jesus Christ in your life? What's keeping
you?
No.
I don't know. I don't know. Probably stuff.
Well, you know, It's never too late to accept Jesus Christ into your heart. Okay? It's never too late.
How can I do that? Anytime. Can you lead me to prayer? To the Lord's Prayer?
Yeah. But the first thing you need to do is accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. Okay?
How do I do that?
By simply saying these words, Jesus, come into my life.
Jesus, come into my life.
And be my Savior tonight.
And be my Savior tonight.
Yes, I know you died on the cross.
Yes, I know you died on the cross.
And for my sins.
And for my sins.
And I am now ready to serve you as my Lord and Savior.
Now I am ready to serve you as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
So
you're now saved, my brother.
I'm saved. That was it.
Yep, you're now saved. All you gotta do now. Is go find yourself a church home and have fellowship with others, okay?
What's fellowship?
What's fellowship is it's meeting with others, okay, and praising and worshiping with others. It's fellowship. You know what I'm saying? You're with your other brothers and sisters in Christ, okay? And then you need to read your Bible, Frank. Okay, if you don't have a Bible, you need to get one. Okay? Alright?
Okay.
And read your Bible. Stay in the Word. And pray to God. Ask God, you know, to help you and guide you along the way.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what you need to do in this Christian life.
Okay, so are there fellowships? Are there women there?
Yeah, there's godly women there.
I remember the first time I called, Jason was saying to try to find a godly woman.
Well, that's where you're going to find them, is in church.
So are they the same as women that are not Christian?
Well, a Christian woman is a godly woman.
If I was to take them out on the first date, would they, you know, like a regular woman, would they put out or just pray?
No, they probably won't put out. Okay, most Christian women are not going to fornicate until they're married. Okay,
if I date a Christian woman, we're not going to fornicate. So she's never going to see my penis until we get married.
No.
Thank you. Oh, this is so awesome. I'm going to try to find me a godly woman.
There you go. There you go, Frank. It's the answer to your prayers.
Hey, man. I didn't know it was so simple.
Yeah, it's so simple. Just ask God to come in your life, okay, and then read the Word, have fellowship with others in church, okay, all right, and you know you might meet your soulmate in church.
Amen. Oh, you answered my prayers.
All righty. Well, I'm glad I could help you there, Frank.
Thank you.
Let me bring on Jason.
More callers?
I'm gonna bring on Jason next. Okay. Hello, Jason. How you doing, my brother?
All right, man. How you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing great. I just brought Frank to Christ.
Hey, brother. How you doing there, brother?
How you doing, my man?
Pastor Kent just answered my prayers.
Well, I don't know if he answered your prayers, but he definitely pointed you to the right road to take. So that's a good thing, man. I was listening. That's pretty good, man. That's real good. I'm glad you.
Yeah, because now it's different because I'm going to fellowship and the women are never going to look at my thing. So
it ain't that simple, brother. You got to believe it for it to be real, my dude. If you don't really believe, then it's not going to happen for you. You're going to stay in the same hell that you're in. You have to believe first.
Come on,
belief is the first step of that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I see about that. Okay, thank you, man.
I'm glad you asked the pastor about it, brother. I'm glad you were accepting about it. That's good, but you got to believe it first for it to come to truth.
That's what I was looking for, you know. I didn't know fellowshipping with people, you know, talking about life, Christ, Bible.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, most churches don't do that these days. So, you know, a lot of churches you go to, they'll be like, okay, you got one preacher on stage that's preaching to everybody else in the congregation, but they don't actually include them. They don't fellowship with nobody. You know, they don't ask the congregation, like, what you've been going through, you know, what's your problem, so they can help them overcome through the word. So they don't do that at most churches these days. 99% of churches don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So if you can find one that does do that fellowship type of thing right there, then you got a good setting. Because now you can bring your problems to the forefront, and they'll be able to help you with the word of God. You know, they'll be able to go to the word and help you out with whatever you're going through. You know what I'm saying? But most churches don't do that, dude. So I understand you're confusing because I go through the same thing. But churches do not fellowship these days. They got one pastor on stage preaching to you, like, for 3 hours, my dude. It's like, come on, man, what is this? Like, they don't fellowship with none of the congregation, bro. They do that. They do it in the back doors, you know what I'm saying? They don't do that up front with everybody around, you know. You're supposed to be able to discuss your problems with the people of the church so that we can all fellowship together and try to overcome situations. They don't do that today. So I understand your confusion. I got the same exact confusion when it comes to the church because they don't fellowship anymore. They just have one preacher on stage preaching to, like, however many people, you know, and they just accept his word for what it is, but he don't ask them anything. He don't ask them what their problems are, what they're going through, so that we can try to help somebody overcome things, you know, obstacles in their life. So, yeah, I mean, you got to look for a church like that, my man, that'll, like, you know, fellowship with you in front of everybody and their mama. It's important.
Yeah. So you're saying to find a small church.
But no, man, dude, I don't have a church yet. I'm looking.
No. What you're saying is a small church.
I mean, it could be a small church. It definitely ain't going to be no big church because big churches don't even let homeless people sleep in their church. So I don't think it'll be a big church. They got churches in New York City that take up the entire block. They don't let homeless people stay there, though. You know what I'm saying, dude? So it might be a small church, but I don't know.
Jesus wouldn't do that. Jesus wouldn't do that.
You know, Jesus would actually let homeless people sleep in. Because, you know, Jesus in the Bible said to go forth and build a temple, though. He never said anything about a church. You know, Jesus don't need gold ceilings and colored windows to talk to me. So I'm going to do that. Jesus didn't want that. He wanted somebody to go build a place that all of his people could go to and fellowship. He didn't call it a church, but he didn't want her to have all these colorful red and green windows and all these bright lights and big stages. He didn't say none of that. He just wanted people to have a building to go to that could fellowship in. That's all that he was asking, bro. All this new stuff they got on right now, mankind has completely flipped the script. They took it a whole other direction. That is not what he said.
Yeah, that's organized religion.
Get right.
Pastor, I'm getting a new job. I want to be a plumber. So instead of calling me Frank the Janitor, you can call me Frank the Plumber.
Okay. All right. I just like to call you Frank. How's that?
Okay. That's good.
All right. Well, let me get some more callers. Let me see what we got. 111111. Here we go again.
Every night, man. Every night.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it is with these people.
Pastor.
Okay, all right. It could be. Let's just say. All right. One more. 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 More.
Oh, man. Come on, dog.
Oh, boy. Oh boy.
Me, you and Frank was having a good conversation, my dude, and then it just all of a sudden went left. We was having a good conversation tonight. I don't know what happened, man. Me, you and Frank was,
you know,
we was really talking some
Pastor,
real things, my man.
That's Pastor Kent's brother.
Oh really?
Yeah, Richard Hopper, yeah. Okay, I don't know why he does that, but yeah, he does that a lot.
Oh, you know why he does it, man. You know why he does it, dude. It's not no secret.
Yeah, he's kind of slow and a little bit.
No, he just hates God. That's the only reason you call into a Christian show and do that. You know, that's the only reason that I could think of that you would call into a Christian show and act like that, because you don't love God. You think you are God, so therefore you act like this to deter people from listening to the word of God. It's a cycle. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Well, we got some more callers. Let's see if it's going to be good callers or not. Here we go. Nope, I guess not. Let's try this one. Okay. One more. Enough of that.
These people got way too much time on their hands, Pastor. I'm talking about they. If you could do that all day, my dude, then you was able to either buy the software or download it for free to be able to manipulate a call like that. And you, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, who has time to do stuff like that? Dog? We all got to work, pay bills, and start a business. We out there trying to, you know, who got time to do stuff like that? It don't make any sense. Who does that?
People ain't got nothing else to do in their life, in the world.
I'm talking
about
for real.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, you were speaking some real powerful words about the word, Pastor Ken. I think you said a lot of good things tonight, dude. And I'm glad that Frank's on the line, because he's a real – he don't act like the rest of them. You dig what I'm saying? Like, he actually do like to have conversations and things, so I respect him for that. And, you know, we was having a good conversation until all them callers called in with their foolishness, you know. And Frank, you know what I'm saying? I really do hope that, you know what I'm saying, you accept God in your life, because I'm working on it the same way you are, man. I'm not perfect yet either. Like, I'm in the same position you in, my man. I'm trying to find somewhere to go, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get to the point where I can accept them, you know. So I understand where you're coming from, my man. It's like, it's a crazy thing, dude, because I never grew up with him. I never knew him, you know. So it's a new thing for me, though, so, it, you know. But hopefully I can, you know, he'll open my eyes.
Sounds like
you know?
It sounds like you know more. You know more than me.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It sounds like you know more.
I don't what now?
You know more.
You know more than what, okay, than him. Okay?
Oh, no, I don't. No, I really don't, bro. I promise you I don't. I don't. Yeah. I don't know. I know. I probably know. There's more that I don't know than there is that I do know. Does that make sense? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more that I don't know than more than I do know. Like, you know, it's not even an even scale. There's a lot that I don't know. You know, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I don't know much. You know what I'm saying? I know things here and there from my experiences, but I don't know a whole lot of. The world's a big place, my man, and the universe is even bigger. So there's a lot more that I don't know than what I do know. You know, so I feel like that's, you know, God to probably help me out, know, understanding more things. But right now, I don't know. I know more about what I don't know than what I do know. You know, it's a crazy thing.
Amen. Well, you know, it's like this. We're having fellowship right now, okay? Okay, Frank? Wherever there is more than two or more that gather, you're having fellowship. And that's what we're doing right
wow.
now. We're having, okay?
Right.
Okay?
Good.
Yeah.
And this is a good conversation, too, though, man. This is a real good conversation.
Now talk about Bibles. I hear Joe Gibson talk about he only reads KJV. What's KJV?
Well, you know, it's like this. Okay, this is how I feel about the Bible. Okay? I mean, I've got a King James. I've got a New King James. I've got a new Learning Translation Bible. I've got an ESV. Okay? I've got an NIV. Okay? I read whatever one I pick up. Okay? Okay? So if it might be the ESV I pick up or the New Learning Translation. Okay? It's just words, okay, that are changed around, so it makes it easier to understand all those these, those, them, and that, okay, so you want to find a Bible that you feel comfortable with, okay, it don't have to be the King James Version, okay?
Okay, I want to ask a question. Are Christians supposed to act all arrogant? Or is that just Joe Gibson?
A Christian is supposed to be humble.
Yeah, because right. Joe Gibson acts arrogant.
He does sometimes. Okay. He can come across that way, but that's Joe. Okay, that's all I can say. That's Joe. Okay.
I will say this, Pastor Ken, if you would allow me to say this, dude, I've heard Joe before. You know, I've called it to a show, and what I will say, my man, is that when it comes to like humble Christians, you know, he's a man that is, you know, very emotional and very loud and aggressive and screaming and hooping and hollering and all these things. So I don't believe that that's really being humble. I ain't saying that he's not a Christian, but I'm just saying that he might need to learn how to be more humble. You know, the same way that I called into your show, right? I don't agree with, like, 99% of the stuff on the show or the people that call in, but I'm able to sit down and actually, you know what I'm saying, conversate with people. I don't get all, you know, hooping and hollering and screaming and all these cussing people out and all these things. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to have open dialogue. So therefore, you know, I believe that certain people, you know, they could probably calm down a little bit and learn how to just deal with people because they can't help who they are. They can't help what they do. They don't know any better. So I feel like when you understand that people don't know no better what they're doing wrong, then you don't need, if you get angry at them, you're just going to deter them from the word even more. You know, so when you're dealing with somebody that they don't understand what they're doing, they don't know no better, it's better to just be calm with them, you know, and just have an open dialogue. Whether we agree or we disagree, whatever, it don't matter. But, like, if you be angry with them, you're just going to further make them hate, you know what I'm saying, what you stand for. So I feel like Christians have a place to be humble so that when people talk to us, you know what I'm saying, we're humble about it and we're calm with them. So, therefore, it kind of, it don't run them away from the word further. You know what I'm saying? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got some more callers, so let's hope these are good callers and not echo callers. Okay, let's try this again. Let's try it again. Okay, let's try it again. People ain't got nothing else better to do.
Pastor Ken, I want to ask you a question, though, brother. Like, what is it about your show that actually attracted people like that? You know what I'm saying? That to come in and play with you on a Christian show. What is it about you that made them want to come to your show specifically, though, and act this way? Like, could you explain that to me, though? Like, it's the same people every night. You know, like, what is it?
To tell you the truth, I really do not know. That's a good question.
I know it.
I can't answer that. I don't
it's
know
crazy,
why they
right?
do that. Yeah. It's insane. Okay.
I mean, we ain't being hateful though. Like, we ain't being hateful, are we? Like, we sit there, you know, we chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? We just talking and all these things. We're not being hateful though, right? To anybody, like,
I don't know why they would do this, though. Like, if they want to call in and talk to, you know, especially, this is your show, my man. I'm just a guest. But if they want to call in and talk, you know what I'm saying? We're not being aggressive with it. We're not being hateful. We're just having a good conversation about, you know, Christ and all these things. And, you know, the brother on the line, you know, he's still with us, and he ain't acting crazy and all these things. So I don't know why everybody else got to do these things. Like, if you don't want to be here, then you don't like the show, then why even waste your time doing that? On a, call some show that likes what you do. I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, I really don't understand why, you know, we get people to do what they do. Okay, it's the only thing I can say is that they just want to disrupt. Okay, a godly flow. Okay, that's all I can say.
You're right. It makes sense. That's all I can think of, too, though, my man. This is a Christian show, right? So, I mean, that makes sense to me. Like, that's the only reason I can think of is that they don't like God for real. So, I feel like they want to call it. Because you're a very nice guy, though. Pastor Ken, I got to tell you this, brother. You're a very nice guy, right? And the fact that you don't filter calls kind of puts you in this weird position where that when you don't do that, you end up entertaining clowns. And, you know, you give them their 10 seconds, 15 seconds of fame, you know, but I feel like that you really should start filtering certain calls, you know what I'm saying, though, where they act like this. Don't bring them on air because they love it when you do that, though, because it disrupts the flow of the show. So what I would say is, you know, I know that you have a policy, you know what I'm saying, that you don't filter calls, but I think when you got callers like this that call in consistently, excuse me, my English is messed up. Anyway, consistently, every night, doing
yeah, but
disruptive thing, you know what I'm saying, you might want to filter them.
When people call in as a 111 caller, you don't know.
Yeah,
if
that's suspect. That's suspect
in
itself.
If they're going to be good or not, you know.
I understand. And that's a hard part of the job, my man. That's a hard part of the job.
Yeah. Well, you know, all I can say is I pray for these people to call in and do this that they find the Lord. Okay.
Yeah, I don't hate them either. Yeah, I hear you.
I don't hate them. Okay. I just mute them back again, and that's it.
I wish that they would actually call in and talk to us, though. You know, especially you. You're the owner of the show. I wish they would actually just call in and actually like talk about you know, Christ or whatever. I wish they would just call in, you know, to actually ask good questions about it, so we could actually have a conversation. But it seems that they weren't raised to be able to have much kind of sense to do that. So. And the proof's in the pudding with that. I wish they would, though. I wish they would, like, call in and actually have a conversation with you or anybody else on the line, you know, about, you know, real things. And I wish they quit playing like that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, we're going to try this again. We got a bunch of callers, okay? Okay, push the one key. Let's bring them on and see what they're going to have to say. Okay. One more and that's it. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Kenny. This is Sam from Cattleman Square. How are you, honey?
All right. I'm doing fine there, Sam. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I arrived successfully in Hotlanta, so I got you a gift. I'm going to bring it back.
Oh, okay. Okay, sounds great.
I do have one problem, Kenny.
Huh?
I have one problem. I stopped bleeding, and I think I'm pregnant. Before I kill it, I want to get your approval. Is it okay to kill our clump of cells, Kenny?
No.
You want to keep it?
Yeah, you keep it.
Okay. Let's keep it. Is it going to live with us?
You can put it up for adoption.
Yeah, you can put it up for adoption, too, yeah. Okay.
That's a good idea. Okay. Well, I'll bring it back then. Thank you, Kenny.
You're welcome.
Can we name him Kenny Jr.?
If you choose to.
Okay, let's call him Kenny Jr. I like that name. I feel better. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay. Well, anyway, cut me off guard there.
Can we try the Ten Commandments again?
All right.
Let me go. Thank you.
Okay.
You can call him KF2.
Be blessed, Sam. All right. Okay.
So did he say he was pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know how that can happen.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, that's okay. Okay. Yeah. It caught me off guard there. It really did.
I know.
Don't know what to say. But anyway, okay, let's get back with the show. If Pastor Kent is listening, why don't you call in, okay, and say something. Okay, you love to hear from Pastor.
They got nothing to say, my man.
I don't know. Okay, we got a bunch of callers again. Okay, but I'm afraid to take these. They're gonna be nothing but probably echo callers. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Let's try it and see what happens. Maybe it might not be an echo caller. Okay. We're going to call in and say Rectum.
Rectum?
Rectum, yeah.
And that's Hopper.
Yeah, that it sure is. Let's try another one. Let's try another one.
I don't even know what that said. That was weird.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, let's try another one. Hello, 111, you're on the air. Okay, 111 is dropped. Okay. All right.
Usually they call in and talk, Pastor Ken. I don't know what's different about tonight, but usually they actually call in and talk, though. Even if they're weird, you know, usually they call in and at least speak. Not tonight, they seem to just be doing the whole echo thing. I don't know what made them change up.
I don't know. I don't really know. Yeah. Normally we have a conversation or something. Okay.
Right.
But tonight apparently everybody wants to just.
Each other.
Call in an echo. Yeah.
Well, at least the brother on the line, I mean, he's sticking with us, you know what I'm saying? And he ain't acting foul enough, though. That's why I respect that brother that's on the line. I forget your name, man. Could you tell me one more time, please?
Frank the plumber.
Frank, that's right. Yeah, Frank. Yeah, see, Frank, he being respectful, you know, that he ain't with that foolishness, you know what I'm saying? He's actually still sticking with us, though, and he ain't doing all that echo mess and all that, you know what I'm saying? So,
I think the three of us are pretty much having a good conversation. I think we had a good conversation tonight. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's pretty good right now. If they would stop doing
yeah.
stuff that two-year-olds do, it'd be pretty good.
Yeah. So,
Thank you.
So Frank, what is your plans for this weekend? Okay. You going to go to church this Sunday? You going to try to find a church?
Yeah, I'm going to try to find a church, but I got a lot of work to do on Saturday. I'm doing, since I switched jobs, I'm a plumber now, so I'm going to be on call.
Okay.
Okay. Work hard to pay those bills, my man.
You
normally
have off.
Or that.
So Sundays you normally have off, right?
I try to.
Okay, well, like I said, this Sunday, go out looking for churches. Okay, try to find yourself a church. Church home. Okay, like I said, if you don't feel comfortable in that church, well, okay, just attend it for that day and don't go back. Find yourself another one. Okay, until you come across a church where you feel comfortable in. Okay. And then make that your church home. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yep. Same goes for you too, Jason. Because your family goes to that one particular church, if it doesn't feel right to you, fine, keep looking.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, my man, because I ain't one of them people that's just going to go on what the crowd do. I always go
right.
to his right. So what I would tell, what I would tell the brother on the line is that, Frank, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I noticed you busy. Being a plumber, you know, being a plumber is actually a pretty busy profession, you know, because a lot of people don't do that line of work, you know, like people think that they do. That's, you know, it's a dirty job, and a lot of people don't do that. So if you do a plumbing job, you know that you could stay busy 7 days a week. You did, because like you got to make a living and all these things. And the plumbing industry isn't as big as everybody thinks it is, because not everybody wants to go deal with that all day. It takes a certain type of person to go have that line of profession. So whenever you can find time, my man, just try to go find you some place to go. And I'm in the same boat you are, man. Like, dude, I got a 9-to-5, and I got a job or whatever, and I'm trying to find a church to get to though. So I'm going to try different churches out here and there when I can, you know what I'm saying, or rush. So I wish you the best on that, man. Hope you find somewhere you can go ahead.
Thank you.
For real.
Same to you. Wish you the best on it.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to try to see what to do, man. I don't know. I'm not educated in all this stuff, but I'm going to just see what happens, man. Whatever feels right, I'm going to stick with it till something bad happens, you know, and see what happens. I don't know. I'm just,
yep,
you know,
that's all you
it's
can
a whole
do.
New life for me. Yeah, it's a whole new life for me, man. From where I came from, it's a whole new world. You know what I'm saying? So it's strange to me. It feels weird and all these things, but I'm gonna just see what happens, man. I don't know. I'm an adventurous type of man. So I'm gonna just go with it. Cause what I was doing in the past didn't work. It always landed me up in jail, or landed me up in fights, or landed me up in violence, shootouts, and all this. So what I was doing in the past didn't work, brother. So I definitely got to try something new. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to do that and see what it leads to.
Yeah, I hear that. All righty. Well, I'm trying to think here. If anybody ain't got nothing more to say, we're going to probably end the show, okay? And I want to say thank you to all of my listeners in the chat room, Ashley, internet friend, okay, Tony Farrar, okay, hello, okay, thank you, Frank, for calling in. I'm glad you got saved tonight, okay, and you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. May this Christian journey be a blessed one for you, okay.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome. And like I said, you can always come back here, Frank, okay, if you got any questions, okay. I'll do my best to try to answer them. If I don't know the question, the answer to the question at that particular time, I'll look it up, and then the next time you call in, I'll answer it. Okay? But other than that, I'm going to say that tomorrow night, Saturday night, we're going to have another show at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay? Hope to see you all there. Okay? May God bless you. And have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.